Adverse 51 as I turn my mic on. Smooth as silk. Adverse 51. My rankings are as follows. Number 1, Frost. Number 2, Frost. Number 3, Frost. Number 4, Frost. Number 5, Frost. Number 6, Frost. Number 7, Iowa. And I think you know where that guy's from. That was Scott. Yeah. That was a good one. I got a little time. How much time we got here, Georgie? About 3-4 minutes?
I could do 3-4.
Okay. So, way back, I'm going to take you in the way back machine. It's probably about, I'm going to say 2004, 2005. I believe we were in the bar in Lincoln. I was sitting with my good buddy, Chad Meister, another kid from the 308. And Chad had gotten into technology. This may be a little later. Now that I said it out loud, and the time frame was a little weird. But we're talking about sports. Weird. We're talking about how to make games better and how to make things more efficient. And we came up with the idea that if we put a chip in a baseball and then you took the average size of the player, I know I'm a little late on the story. It's probably been covered, but I think it's awesome. But how we could determine where the strike zone was and strikes and balls, and then we extrapolated that out to putting something real super tiny in the football, be that in the laces or inside the inside of the ball. Then you could tell out of bounds and if the foot was in, and you basically just 3D graphicked the football field where we could eliminate 2 foot in bounds, 1 foot in bound, cross the goal line, didn't cross the goal line, blah, 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 blah. Well, that has now come to fruition. So in the All-Star game that took place on July 11th, I apologize for the late news here, but they had the first robot up and set up in the Atlantic League, the All-Star game. And all I got to say for this is about time. Like, technology scares the living bejesus out of me, but if we can use that to where we eliminate a lot of bad calls, or let's be honest, if I take more power away from Country Joe West or Angel Hernandez on the baseball field, both two umpires I think are absolutely terrible, I am all for that. Because now all I've got to do is let you watch home plate. You don't have to worry about calling a ball or a strike. I don't have to worry about you being pissy toward a manager. And it all boils down to gambling. If I'm gambling on a game, and I think this is just good research. There's a lot of sites out there that provide you information like, hey, if this guy is umpiring, there's a 60% chance this is going under, strike zone super wide. This guy's umpiring, there's a 57% chance it's going to go over. Because this guy's strike zone super tight, there's going to be a lot of walks. You want to bet the over-under on the game as far as time goes. But this is such a long time coming, and it is awesome to do. I can't wait for the day, and I know there's human element in it, and it's nothing against umpires. But can you imagine umpiring today? Can you imagine being an umpire in 100-plus degree weather, and you're out there with all your pads on? You're probably in decent shape. You're probably not the peak epitome of physical conditioning. Get hot, catcher can't stop anything that gets foul tipped. Ball's ricocheting off your shoulder, off your chest. I'm gonna do whatever I can to get that game moving. My strikes on that day will be wide. I will keep that baby on pace. But I love this. As much as I will revolt and tell you I hate technology, I don't want any part of it. In pro sports, I'm in the camp of they need to add people. Or in this case, they need to add machines. Baseball purists will come at me with that. You say, oh, Verge, you say you love baseball. You can't love baseball. This. Aaron Boone wasn't wrong when he freaked out last night on the guy that had 5 games. I did think it was funny when he said, I got a bunch of savages. And you keep calling, basically saying, you keep calling them like this, my savages can't be savage. The best part. It's a statement I use quite a bit. You need to get your S together. was the most fantastic thing to me. Because I know when I get told that, chances are they're not wrong. I need to hear that. But he went out there, got his pound of flesh, got kicked out of the game. But there's too much money. There's too many times when the umpire feels they're the show. And that young kid, I don't fault him. He's fifth game behind the plate. You're in New Yankee Stadium. you're going to get caught up in it. The last thing you want to do is miss call. And then you strike out Gardner on your own. And, you know, you're talking minute amounts. As I said, in football and other sports, you can't keep up with the speed of it. Add two more refs. Baseball, round ball, moving in ways it shouldn't. Guy trying to hit with a round bat who's probably taken 100,000 swings in his life. 8 times out of 10, they're going to know their zone. And they know. And there's arguments, and you know, you get guys that'll walk away from it. But you, robot, strike zone, umpire, Verzal is in. So let that one see. You can mark that one down, Georgie. You can text Old Takes Exposed.
Gotcha.
This is going to go through the minors for, I think, for 3 years. And if they get all the glitches worked out, like I said, in the Atlantic League, which might be where Gary's team is. But if it goes through that and gets the MLB, I'll be the first one to be like, this is awesome. Now you just call safe and out at home. And I got review for you for that. So if you screw that one up, then I can get you out of there too. Games are moving faster. Umpires and referees got to keep up. Nothing against them. I think it's great work if you can get it. But you can't have the outcomes of these coming down to what it was. And it all kind of ties into gambling. Because I'm guessing Vegas is like, hey, if you could just eliminate this guy from making terrible calls, that'd be great. Taking a break. We'll come back. Two down, one to go on Game Time, 16-20 of the Zone.